The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1793, maybe the poorest person ever to become a major writer in English literature. His father was a peasant farmer. The family often had to live off the proceeds from a single apple tree in their yard. John Clare went to village school between the ages of 5 and 11, learned to read and write, decided he wanted to write poetry. Had to support himself as a farm laborer. Malnutrition had stunted his growth. He was never more than 5 feet tall. So he couldn't do heavy work. He mostly weeded and stacked hay bales and looked after animals. He couldn't afford to buy paper, so he made his own out of birch bark and made his own ink as well. Some of his poems were written on old envelopes. Other romantic poets, such as Wordsworth and Keats, were writing nature poetry. But they wrote about nature as a metaphor for something, whereas John Clare always tried to write about nature as it was, the thing itself. His first book came out in 1820. The fact that he was a peasant helped to make the book a bestseller. But within a few years, there was a bank crash, there was a recession in England. His book sold fewer and fewer copies. He moved back to the farm. John Clare wrote, "I live here among the ignorant like a lost man. They hardly dare talk in my company for fear I should mention them in my writings." And then he began to suffer from a psychiatric disorder. His behavior grew more and more erratic. He began to see things, spirits and demons. He was committed to an asylum where he forgot who he was. At some points he thought he was Lord Byron, wrote some poems in Byron's style. Escaped from the asylum at one point, but was returned and lived there for the rest of his life. John Clare wrote about 3,500 poems, of which only 400 were published in his lifetime, and his great importance as an English poet has only become clear in the last few decades. It's the birthday of the short story writer Isaac Babel, born in Odessa, Ukraine, 1894, author of Tales of Odessa, who in 1939 was arrested by the Soviet secret police and the following January, after a 20-minute trial, was executed in Moscow. Isaac Babel, who said, "There is no iron that can enter the human heart with such stupefying effect as a period placed at just the right moment." Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, entitled Night. Into the darkness and the hush of night, slowly the landscape sinks and fades away, and with it fade the phantoms of the day, the ghosts of men and things that haunt the light, the crowd, the clamor, the pursuit, the flight, the unprofitable splendor and display, the agitations and the cares that prey upon our hearts all vanish out of sight. The better life begins. The world no more molests us. All its records we erase from the dull, commonplace book of our lives, that like a palimpsest is written o'er with trivial incidents of time and place, and lo, the ideal hidden beneath revives. A poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, entitled Night. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.